immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement with bladder, rack, and burdock root. And it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best. At thealexshieldstore.com. It'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexshieldstore.com. There's some new t-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexshieldstore.com.
Okay, now with that, we will begin taking your phone calls. Again, we've got more clips of Kamala Harris, some other clips, some other news, but I wanted to get into the calls early today so we can take as many as possible, because if I go any longer with this news, we'll end up just doing a segment or two, and we won't be able to take as many calls. So I wanted to get out in front of that, and we'll start with Clay in Texas, first caller of the day on a Friday. Clay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? Hey, I met you at the Reawaken Tour, I guess like 2 years ago in Frisco, Texas, man. I love you and hope you're doing well. Glad to see you're out of jail and still with InfoWars. Really just wanted to say that I think Trump should just get on stage or at a press conference and just mention 21 million illegal immigrants that have crossed over in the past 4 years. What is it? 325,000 kids that are missing. And also, what is it, 12,000 convicted felons that they know that are in the United States from illegal border crossing? I think that would really, if he just said those three things and walked off stage, I think that would just...
Well, he does say those things. You know, when he does an hour and a half long speech at a rally, things tend to get lost in translation. He's said similar things during all of these interviews that he's done as well. So it's not like he's not saying these things. I guess the strategy would be to say it so much and so often that it's impossible to ignore. Or maybe he could put out one of those short videos that he does on his Truth Social account and just say those quick things in just like a 60-second video. Because it's not that he's not saying these things. It's just, you know, it gets lost in translation when he does a 90-minute rally speech.
For sure, and we all love those. I think just to hit those that are kind of still undecided during a press conference, whenever he starts taking questions from reporters, don't even take questions. Just say, I want to say three things, and then just say those three things and walk off the stage. And I think that would leave everybody stunned. And I think people that are on the fence would kind of look more into the matter and fact-checked, so to speak. Also, I think last night was brilliant by Trump. Sounded like there was a few jokes that he really didn't even want to say. They were pretty bad for his standards.
Yeah, I didn't play the one where he told Kamala to keep Doug away from the nanny.
I think that was the one that he seemed like he was really uncomfortable saying. I mean, you know, we know that he didn't write those jokes, but I feel like still his deliverance was perfect. And it's funny just to see Jim Gaffigan on stage just throwing bombs at all these Democrats. I mean, everybody knows that they're full of it, that they're just straight up lying to us in our faces. And, you know, I think enough is enough. I think we're all tired of it. And I'm looking forward to the election. I do think, though, that this is what's going to happen. I think Alex Jones said this yesterday, the day before last, but not on point of what I'm saying. I think Biden, something's going to happen to Biden. Kamala's going to become president. Then something terrible is going to happen. It's going to halt the election or something similar to that, to where she's going to be the president and the elections are going to be halted. That's my theory, and that's all I had to say. I appreciate it, man.
Well, there's no doubt, and thank you for the call, Clay. There's no doubt they are going to have something big up their sleeve. And so I think the trajectory right now, you know, the predictable trajectory right now is, although, you know, I'm up in the air with Georgia now. I got to admit that. So let's say Trump doesn't win people just aren't going to believe it. Just people just aren't going to believe it. So that's going to create some sort of political vacuum. Not like in 2020. It'll be much bigger, much broader. And you won't be considered a conspiracy theorist. It'll be kind of mainstream, I think, for any conservative that loves this country. And then let's say Trump wins, they're going to not certify. The Democrats will try to stop the certification, but I think they'll fail. I think they will fail in that process. But they will try. So that's kind of the predictable trajectory, but then you bring up stuff like that. You know, these are kind of the unknowns. Does the FBI stand down and let some big terror attack happen? Do they cancel the elections over another big event? Do they just install Kamala Harris and then postpone elections like Zelensky does? These are certainly factors. And you hope we don't have to go through that. It'll just be so obvious at that point. So you know, the real question is, are the Democrats really at a point right now, politically, where they're willing to just go full power grab? They might be there. Or do they realize they still have to kind of nuance it? They still have to kind of massage it? You know, they still point the finger and say, Trump's the dictator and these guys are the fascists and all this other crap. So it's like, are they really just ready to go full on, frontal, mask off? You know what? We're not hiding it. We're the authoritarians. We're the dictators. We're just conquering the country. Just get over it. Are they really ready for that? Because that's what they're going to have to do. I mean, that's what they're going to have to do at this point in order to maintain power, I believe. So they might be ready for that. They might not be. Let's take another call here. Let's go to Lincoln in Florida. Lincoln, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Go on.
Howdy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was just going to say this. First and foremost, I'm 20 now, but I've been watching you for a little bit now, probably when I was around 16, 17. I started watching those videos of you and the protests and stuff like that. So that was when I started watching you. So I've been watching you for some years now, and I just want to say thank you for, you know, all that hard work trying to put all this information out there. But I was just going to say this for all the people, but what happened with the two hurricanes, it's very real, and the damage is very real. You know, I'm at work, and, you know, the manager comes in. He's like, my house is destroyed. It's all of our beaches are destroyed. Like, you know, you had Clearwater Beach. It was, I think, last year it was rated number one, like the nicest beach in all of America. That beach is destroyed. All of the shops are destroyed. Everything is destroyed. The whole coastline from Helene on the West Coast. Our East Coast didn't get damaged as bad. And then you had Milton that rolled through again. And understand this, when Milton hit, there was so much debris just sitting out in front of people's houses in nearly every single town.
Megan, you got 20 seconds. What do you want to conclude with here?
I was just going to say this. It's just crazy how the Biden administration, they put no focus on the storm. They didn't want to put any money towards helping people out. That's all I wanted to say, and the damage is crazy. And when Milton hit, it would just made it even more of a disaster.
Yeah, and you know, the mainstream media is kind of passing on it too now that they can't send the blondes out there with their hair flapping in the wind.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?